Welcome back to She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. What's goody? This is episode 25. You see the title, Why Women Stopped Fighting to Keep the Relationship or the Marriage. Some people are in relationships only. Some people are wedded up. Okay? That's what I'm discussing today because I don't know. I think some men feel like women give up too easily, or women don't try, or women are like already pivoting to get out of the relationship prior to the argument or the problem or the repeated problem. And they're not willing to do the quote unquote work. And the work could sometimes be trying to go to couples therapy, trying to go to see the church preacher for counseling, trying to give you as a man some time to get it together. A lot of men feel like women are the first to go file for a divorce or block them on everything, change their number, and move out of the state. Like, they feel like women are very emotional and we make a lot of decisions based on our emotions and we don't sit and think things through after they do something that we don't like, after they do something disrespectful, after something was done and you didn't even get a chance to explain yourself. And they think women are just easily fed up and so quick to end a relationship just to be outside dating somebody who doesn't really care about them as much as you do. And I'm going to talk about it because there's several reasons and several points that I have regarding why today's women are just not sitting in a relationship that they're not happy or at peace in or feel respected in for 5+ years, 10+ years, 15+ years. They're not sitting in a marriage that your grandparents had for over 40 years with an outside child and not fully feeling like they're seen, heard, loved, honored, respected in that marriage. But because they did those vows, they're sticking there, right? Your parents' relationship, you know, maybe what you've seen were two people who woke up together, did things for each other throughout the day, went to sleep together, was in the same house, you know, they took care of you, they raised you and your siblings, and you just thought like, okay, that's the type of marriage I want. But sometimes in a lot of marriages, there's a lot of things that you don't know and you don't see because your parents chose to not discuss certain things in front of you, put you in a situation of certain things. And later on, you realize that the whole time you were going to school, you were going to school with a sibling that, you know, your dad had outside of his marriage and you never knew. And they just chose not to tell you until you were older and you could quote unquote understand. So, you know, there's levels to it, but I wanted to discuss it because it was a very, quote-unquote, hot discussion between a group of men who were just like, nah, women not soldiering like they used to. Excuse me! Welcome to She Gets a Pod. So, this is the thing. Mind you, I have never been engaged, never been married, never lived with a man, but I've dated and been in relationships with 6 of them. All right? Okay. And none of them are exactly alike. You know what I'm saying? Very different personalities. Some are very creative. Some are in music. Some are artistically talented. Some are just great with their hands. Some are country. Some are city. Some are coming from a 2-parent household, some are not. You know what I'm saying? I've had variety. And
here I am. Whatever that means, okay? So, first thing pertaining to this topic, men have to do their self-work before meeting the woman they think they want or the woman they think that they need. And self-work could be like understanding your cons as well as your pros and working on lessening the cons that you will bring into any relationship that you have. Not substituting what your cons are with this is just how I am. Because this mentality of just being able to tell a woman, this is just how I am, is like, girl, fuck you. You either accept it or not. I'm not changing shit. This is what it is. What's up? And you can't progressively grow and have peace in a relationship where you're so stuck in a way that is really not working for you and this woman. And you're saying you want a future with her and everything's going to be all good. But when it comes to things that would help the relationship be better that you need to work on personally, you're just like, X, this is just how I am. Get the fuck out my face. And that's basically what that sounds like when you tell a woman, this is just how I am. You know, you already know how I am. Sir, what are you, 6? Grow up, switch it up. And this is the thing. Men get better when they want to get better. Men do the work when they want to do the work. So if you're with someone and they're saying, hey, X, Y, and Z, this is a problem. I want it to get better. Can you just work on this? And you hit them with a, this is just how I am. Girl, that is your cue that he doesn't give a fuck like you thought. Because, and that's the honesty women deserve, so they can honestly make a decision on, you know what, I'm cool with that. I'm going to stick around because you're going to keep dishing me this shit that I don't like. And out of all of the things that I like about you, that I love about you, I'm willing to deal with this shit. And the reality is most men don't straight up tell women, like, I'm not changing this. This is how I am. I'm comfortable in it. Deal with it. Because most men are not bold enough to say that outright because they know it would put women in a position to have to make a decision that you don't ever want them to make. Okay? My second point is most times men expect a woman to love them, which includes accepting what he needs to correct and to hush. And for women today, that's a no. Okay, I think grandmothers did that with your grandfather. Your parents probably did that with each other. And they just accepted like, oh, he's not going to change. She's not going to make it better. This is just what comes with it. Add it to the list of his cons, girl, and make breakfast. Like, women today would rather be by themselves, do it by themselves, and not deal with you than to hear you say, I'm not fixing this. Let's move on. You know what I'm saying? Women want to be in a relationship where they are respected from the start to the finish without having to fight for it. And you know how people say, why do I have to fight to see my child through court? Or why do I have to fight to be able to call my child? Or why does it have to be chaos in order for me to show up for my children? Why does it have to be a fight in order for a woman to be with you? Why is it a pushback in order for this woman to be in your life, to be in this relationship with you? Why is she fighting you for you? And the fact that that is not the question bothers me. Because why are you resisting someone in your mind and verbally that you said that you wanted to be in this relationship?
You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on ShambiPotting.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets a Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport, You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the Bonfire at the Shambi Pod and Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Podden, hashtag Shambi Podden, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipodden.com. Now back to the show. Relationship with you. Is it because you don't think that you deserve someone good for you? Is it because you don't think that you deserve this woman? Is it because you don't think that you're going to be able to be the man that she deserves in this relationship while you're pushing her away? And how many times can you push someone away emotionally, physically, financially, mentally, and expect them to pull on your shirt or pull your hand or keep grabbing or hold tighter? People have things that they want to achieve in life too. People have feelings. People are on a time clock of goals and places they want to see. People they want to create, aka babies. And if it's already a fight for y'all to be in this relationship and for it to be going somewhere good, why will they keep doing it? Why does it have to be a fight? What are you pushing against? If someone is not good for you and you're running away from it, then let's both end it. You know what I'm saying? If someone is good for you and you're so happy that they're in your life, then why are you pushing back on them? Like, what is it? Like, that's the part that needs to be talked about. And what's wrong with respecting a woman in a relationship that you say that you want to be in? People with a lot of money shouldn't even be brought up in the basis of a peaceful divorce. That's another thing that was coming up in the conversation is celebrities who, you know, may have been in a marriage or a relationship and they had a peaceful divorce. Why can't it be like that and not be about feelings? Let me tell you something. When there's a lot of money on the table, millions, thousands upon thousands on the table, fuck them feelings on both sides. Let's talk numbers. And that's why those divorces are what we see on the outside as quote unquote peaceful. Because at the end of the day and in the morning with their lawyers on both sides, they're focused on the numbers. What would be fair numbers wise for us to part ways and just live our lives? When you're talking about working people, 9-to-5 people, people who work in construction, people who are mechanics, people who work at grocery stores, people who work at big box stores and there are managers and they work a shift and their bodies are fucking tired and they barely get to see their kids and they have kids in private school and the bills are stacking up, those divorces will never be peaceful. Because there's more stress and more physical working of your body that's on the line, on top of financially, I need to know what I'm doing because we've been living in a house together. Now we need to know who's getting the house. Now we need to know who has to get an apartment, who has never had an apartment in the last 13 years because I've been married with your ass. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more friction that's going to be in that divorce discussion that y'all are going to have with y'all lawyers. So I need people to, if you are not a celebrity and you are not making millions of dollars, let's get this idea of a peaceful divorce out the room, okay? People with a lot of money will always have a peaceful divorce. It's about getting the numbers right, not your feelings. And that's what I wanted to say about that. The next thing, women who have seen other women live single, happy lives, sometimes even with kids, become a success. They do not see the point in living with a man or being in a relationship with a man or being in a marriage with a man who is stressing them the fuck out. And it's been such a back and forth of trying and falling into the same argument and it's the same problem over and over again. They will not see the worth in the fight to stay in that relationship longer than they need to. They're just not. So if you are married to a woman who has a close friend who is successful, unmarried, with kids, or she doesn't have kids, and she's happy, and she gets to do what she wants, spend money on what she wants, and they're very close and they're talking, you need to be doing your best as a man to not say you're gonna do something, not do it, to not disrespect your marriage, to not cheat, to not put your hands on her, to not give her any idea that you do not want to be married to her. Because if she has a conversation with that said friend long enough, it's not going to be a problem for her to be on the outs of that relationship. It's not going to be a problem for her to go file for divorce, because she is constantly seeing proof with someone she knows directly be able to do it by herself successfully. And I'll also say this, just because you have a friend that is successfully single, happy, and content does not mean that will be you single. Okay? Every personality is different in different scenarios, in different forms of life. Me personally, I feel like I could be happy single for the rest of my life. I could be happy even if I didn't have kids for the rest of my life. I would be happy if I just worked and traveled and had different homes in different places and just took care of my nieces and nephews and was that auntie that just did what she wanted. But that's not my life. And even though my life is being a single mom and having two daughters and not being married for the time being and not having a man that lives in my home that I love and care for, and he cares about me, and we just do life together, I'm still going to find shit to be happy about. You know what I'm saying? But I do not see myself having a man in my life who is stressing me, disrespecting me, not being a great example for our kids, not growing personally, not making me feel my best, putting me down. I can't do it. Not me. No, I can't do that. So you gotta also, as a man, be sure about the type of woman that you're going for, okay? Are you going for a woman that's a pushover? Are you going for a woman that's gonna stick around while you beat her down? Not just physically. It could be mentally. It could be emotionally. It could be financially. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people want a personality of a person, but they forget that there's other things that come with that personality and they don't be ready for it, okay? The next thing I wanted to say is marriage is not an easy partnership. And I don't have to be in a marriage to know that. I've seen a lot of marriages. I've listened to people in marriages. I've witnessed what I would call a very balanced marriage between two people. I've witnessed a very toxic marriage between people. So I've seen all the avenues that a marriage could be. And it takes a lot of patience, understanding, appreciation, gratitude in order to work within a marriage day in and day out. It requires a solid foundation to balance two people who want to be in a marriage. Okay? And notice I did not say one person that wants to be in a marriage and the other person with their foot out. Because a lot of men think that a part of a woman's love is them being okay with one of their feet being in a marriage and one of their feet being outside the marriage. And they should still respect that man. And they should still be loyal to that man. And they should still honor that man. And they should still shut the hell up about that man's problems and issues that are not conducive to those vows that they took. Okay? Just because we are married doesn't mean you get to disrespect me or our marriage. Okay? And what I find is men do not want to put adultery under that umbrella of disrespect in a marriage when it comes to man versus woman. Right? But there's so many ways that a woman can disrespect a marriage that a man wouldn't stand for, but when it's on the other side, they're just like, we can do these things because we're men. You should still stick around and work through this marriage. What the fuck? No! It's respect on both sides. It's don't do what you wouldn't want me doing on both sides. Don't ever get that shit twisted. And I think there's a lot of women today who are just like, hey, when I said yes to marrying you, I understood what the pros and cons were of us in that moment. And that's what I was saying yes to. Now that we're married, do not think you get to fuck off and disrespect me and disrespect this marriage and not think about what we have on the line. Because you're feeling a little tingle in your pants. Because you're seeing somebody outside jiggle a little bit hard. And it's doing something to you. You can't control yourself. First of all, I would never, ever say yes to marrying a man who doesn't have any good dick discipline. I'm not doing it. If I know you're a womanizer, sir, we wouldn't even get past the dating part. Okay? If I know that you got to turn your head to every woman you see with big titties, a big ass, or is basically damn near naked outside, sir, we're never getting married. You just somebody fun to hang out with sometimes. And that's fine. And I don't think everybody needs to get married. But I also want women to understand that just because you said yes to this man and he wants to marry you, and he asked you, doesn't mean he's about to change his ways. So if he was problematic and just woman hungry prior to him asking you to marry, he's still going to be that in that marriage. Y'all just got a lot of legal things tied to y'all now. So stop saying yes to men that are not going to change. Okay? He can ask, but you don't have to say yes. Be honest with yourself. Now, when it comes to a man that has dreams and aspirations, I love that. I want you to aim higher. I want you to be your best. I want you to knock down your goals and shit, right? I want you to work towards something that you really want, that you really love, but you also need to bring in income to support this household and this family and yourself. Some men want a woman that's going to support them while they have these goals and these aspirations and they work towards creating something without them contributing anything. And when I say anything, maybe that man is not contributing financially like you would like him to, but I will say I don't have to tell this man to pick up the kids. I don't have to tell this man to help me in the house with things that need to be clean, cooked, and done. I don't have to tell this man to make sure he picks up this or just make sure if I have to work, if my plate is full with making sure a certain amount of income comes in, the other aspect of how this house runs and our life works is handled by him. That's the least you can do. Because to be a woman, to be a mother, and to be married to a man who is not bringing in income, but he has a dream and he wants to work at creating this dream and he wants your support. That's cool, all fine and dandy. But to not be contributing effort in the household in some other way to take some ease off of her, that is going to create friction and a lot of stress on a woman, and it's not fair. And unfortunately, a lot of men are looking for that type of support. A woman that is going to be able to carry the income, carry the household duties, and what kids also need throughout every day. And that's not fair. And that's where I feel like a lot of males, a lot of men lose a woman that said yes to the marriage, but she didn't say yes to this. Okay? And I think men love to tell women to stop being emotional with their decisions and think about the kids after they cheated, after they decided to do something that was disrespectful to the marriage. Sir, were you thinking about the kids when you had your dick in another woman? Were you thinking about the kids when you were giving money to other women outside of this household? Were you thinking about your kids and the vows that you said that you lied about saying repeatedly? No, you were not.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you. Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you know as a man that you are with a woman that is emotionally a little cray-cray, okay, why would you play with that? Why would you risk that? Why would you put that on the line? And that is why when it comes to lying, being sneaky, or cheating, I'm not condoning none of these things, but I'm just saying women are better at it than men because y'all don't think it through. Y'all love to think about what y'all want to do when y'all want to do it, and it is planned through repeated lying, but y'all really be in tears and upset and appalled by the results of the fact that you did it in a sloppy way and you got caught. And now this woman is, yes, she's in her emotions, she's upset, but what you forgot is she knows too much about you. She knows too much about legally where your things are. She knows a lot about what you're struggling with. She knows a lot about your strengths. She knows a lot about your foundation. She knows a lot about your options. So if all of those things that I just said are not worth the risk and you're not good at it, stop fucking cheating. Stop playing in her fucking face. Because one thing I would tell my kids and my nephews is you can do whatever you want to do, make whatever choice you want to make. But when it comes to people, do not look for the results of what they do or say to be fair, because you don't get to call those shots. And what's so frustrating with me is how men love to do what the fuck they want to do when they want to do it, but then want to tell a woman her reaction is too much, or you're doing too much, or you should just do this. That's like at the most, you don't get to dictate that. You don't get to dictate the measurement and the level and the boundary and the threshold of what you did that was disrespectful, what you did that was out of line. You have to eat it. You got to be prepared for what that might be. It's like being prepared for war. You might have brought a slingshot. She bought something else, something heavier. Sorry you weren't prepared, but you started it. Don't start nothing if you're not prepared for it. And that's what that is. Be a good person, whether you're a man or a woman. I will never sit in a marriage to be disrespected or mistreated for the sake of making my life look picture perfect. And I don't think any man should sit in a marriage where they're mistreated or disrespected for the sake of not wanting to hear, "I told you so, you shouldn't have married her," or not wanting their kids to not have a man and a woman in the household so they can know, you know, how they should live. Kids are going to hear and see and feel energy. And a lot of people are so stuck on what their kids get to see as far as a relationship, but they completely forgot that their kids could feel shit. Their kids understand, like, you're sleeping here, my mom's sleeping here, y'all don't talk to each other, y'all don't hug each other, y'all don't go out on dates with each other. Is this the type of relationship I want? More men will change when they see women have boundaries and they can manage their dick urges a bit better. But as long as women keep sticking around when men have out-of-pocket dick urges that they play on, women will think that it's okay. Women will think, oh, this is just part of it. What a woman does is always a result of what a man does or does not do that she's with. So if you want her to be nicer, sweeter, were you doing that to her? Were you making her feel that way? If you want her to be more giving, more appreciative, are you doing those things to show her? Now, there are men who are with women who are just selfish. They only see themselves. They only see their needs. And again, bad choosing on your part, because you the one that got the ring. You the one that got that on that knee. And you the one that asked the question. Why did you ask the question to her? I have no idea. But be mindful of that. If a woman is very much into herself before you got married, what do you think is going to happen in your marriage? You think she gonna randomly start thinking about y'all? She's not. Choose better. Men get to choose. Now, even though there's some women out here getting down on one knee and asking men to marry them, I do not condone that bullshit. But there are women out here doing it, okay? And unfortunately, because some men want to be taken care of like their mom is still in the household, they are saying yes, okay? And they might as well say yes to the dress. All right. My next point on this, just don't put women in a place to ruin anything you got if you want to be outside. If you as a man want to trick off in a marriage with other women, cheat with other women, go on trips with other women, contribute to other women's household, play daddy to other women's kids while you're in the marriage, don't get married. Okay? That was your problem right there. You got married when you just wanted to be Santa Claus to every bitch you saw. Okay? First of all, you shouldn't never got married, but don't put women in a position to ruin what you have because of your bad decisions. There are legal ways you can protect yourself and your assets and make sure that your kids always have something. Because no woman, if you have kids, should have the power to ruin what you can have financially and through assets and what your kids can have. You should always legally be set up for that, okay? Because yes, you are imperfect. You are going to make some dumb decisions, but don't leave it in somebody else's hands to ruin your life, okay? Get your shit together before you cheat. My next point is, if it takes one woman to ruin you, why would you not think before you did your deed? That's the part that I don't get. Like, why would you leave that opportunity open? It's like, you the goalie, you know what I'm saying? You the goalie, your life is that net, and you over on the side not paying attention, and you leaving her to kick the ball. She's gonna make it. She's gonna fuck it up. Okay? So if you know you want to be outside doing whatever you want to do, and she might not be with it, she's going to have a problem with it, why even put her in a position to ruin your shit? Don't do that. Same thing when I think about men who live with women that they're not married to. Oh, you left a woman that you're not married to in your home with your things that you worked hard for, around your cars, around your watches, around your legal documents. She knows the code to your safe. And you outside making her look stupid. You got people sending her proof of what you're doing behind her back. And she's emotional? Are you crazy? And this is coming from someone who has seen my brother's stuff ruined, cut up, bleached. Seen plenty of couple fights between my brothers and their women. Like, don't live with somebody if you're not sure about that person. Don't live with somebody if you're going to cheat and be sloppy about it. Don't even cross the lines on that, okay? Be sure about the decisions you make. And this is another thing that I hate when it comes to this too. People love to bring up religion as an excuse for their actions. I don't care if you're Christian. I don't care if you're Baptist. I don't care if you're an atheist. I don't care if you're Catholic. Whatever your religion is, whatever your belief does, is not an excuse for me to stick around for your actions. Okay? It's not an excuse. You are not a good person just because you believe in Christianity. You're still imperfect. Okay? And you can't do sneaky things in your relationship and then call a woman selfish, because the whole point of you being sneaky was because you were doing something you know somebody else would not approve of and stick around. So who was selfish first? Okay, she just saw that, oh, we thinking about ourselves now? Okay, let me think about myself. And when a woman starts thinking about herself when she was including you before, oh, it's always going to hurt. It's always going to hurt. Because a woman's fuck you is nasty. Okay? It's nasty. And don't compare, again, what people with long money do in relationships versus what working people do. Don't compare, because we dealing with a different level of stress. And it's not about marriage not being important to women. It's about marriage, the marriage that some women are in, it already lacked pros. And you had the audacity to go outside and do something disrespectful or disrespect me and think I'm supposed to stick around for it. It's about the fact that we put in effort and time and we still struggling in this marriage that we got. And you have the nerve to lie or cheat or be selfish elsewhere because you feel like it. No. Do you know how many times a woman would love to be selfish throughout a day and say, fuck you and these kids? Do you know how many times we go through that on top of the shit that happens to us on a monthly basis as women? Are you serious right now? And that's the part that a lot of men need to think about. If we already tired of a lot of bullshit that you do, don't stack something else on top of it. You should be trying to figure out how to get some of that off. Women today are not trying to be a fool just to say they stay down with an okie doke. Let me say that one more time. Women today are not trying to be a fool just to say they stay down with an okie doke. Now, disclaimer. There are still women out here on that stick by them shit. There are still women out here on some stick by them shit, okay? But that man who is dragging her through the mud year after year, week after week, and I do not understand, okay? What? Most women today can see how they can live peacefully alone and date without being tied to a man who doesn't respect a union.
okay? And they are okay with it. That's why you have a lot of single women by choice, because a lot of y'all don't want to say that. Single women by choice. But if the man is coming at her correct and his life is set up correctly, that can change. But for the time being, she'd rather be home in her pajamas that she got from Target, in her home that she can pay the rent, pay for her utilities, have her nice things, light her candle, make her own dinner, and be at peace by herself without you. Women spent years not being appreciated, respected, seen, loved, and cared for. Our grandparents, our parents would politely love to have bowed out. And for a lot of times, I think that's where a lot of that hate, that jealousy comes from like the older generations, is they're seeing us have options they wish they had. They're seeing us decide to tell a man, no, I'm not putting up with it, and still be able to do life by ourselves. And because they didn't get that opportunity, that's why you're going to have grandparents or your parents saying, even though he did that, you should stick beside him. Don't let a child that he has with two other women, tear your relationship apart. He's a good man. To who? To who? He's an example of a good man for you. What the next woman's version of a good man is, and what the woman that you did something disrespectful version of a good man is, completely different things, okay? That's personal preference.
She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside, under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
We understand all relationships come with issues. We aren't looking for perfection, but we are looking for changed behavior. We want our kids, whether they're boys or girls, to see a relationship that we are in as a representation of a good standard, a good value system, okay? Because we have to set the standard. Now, I'm not telling you that I'm not for therapy. I'm not telling you that I'm not for seeing a preacher at a church for counseling with changed behavior, transparency, and true work. But if you as a man know that what you about to do is a front and you're not about to change nothing, you just going to do quote unquote damage control for a couple of months or a couple of weeks, because a lot of y'all can't hold out because y'all have no dick discipline. Let's go get these divorce papers. And the reason why women are usually the first to file for a divorce is because most men will sit in a relationship and a marriage where they're unhappy and they're not satisfied and they're just eating. Because a lot of men don't think that they deserve peace and happiness and to be loved correctly or to be somewhere where they're actually appreciated. They think it's just a part of life. So a lot of men do sit in marriages where they're miserable and unhappy and not heard and not respected just because, I asked her 20 years ago and I'm gonna just do my part and be in it. She always been like that. Do you know there's a woman out there that wants you, wants to respect you, and wants to hear you laugh, and wants to hug up on you, and wants to ask you how your day is, and actually listen to you, sir? Why are you denying yourself that possibility? So don't keep bringing up, you know, women file for divorce more than men. Yes, because women are not about to throw their life away in a bad relationship, in a bad marriage, because a man doesn't want to be in it and be miserable. They would rather be at peace if they have to be by themselves sometimes. Some women will remarry. Some women won't. And we really don't give a fuck. It is okay. Especially if a woman already has kids. Especially if a woman already has her own house, her own car, she has a job that she's okay with for the time being. If she wants to get another job, she'll go get another job. It is not hard for women to get a date, but is it hard for women to get a date with a man she actually likes and wants? Sometimes. But it's not hard for a woman to get a date, okay? Men got to put a lot of work in order to get a date. Most men. Okay? So let's stop thinking a woman needs to, right? And we do have an administration right now who is trying to push for women having less opportunities, less options. They're trying to push for women not to be able to have a credit card. And this is why I say people in Congress and in legislation need to politely bow the fuck out at 58. Because I don't know how we're having people who were born in 1940, 1950 something, late 60 something, make decisions on a new generation and generations coming up. Because you can't want forward technology with 1940s, 1950s thinking. It doesn't mix. But that's a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. Another thing is most men will never tell their daughters to stay and put up with what they drag women through. And that's the honest fucking truth. You can ask 10 men back to back to back, would you want your daughters to grow up and date or marry someone like you? I bet you at least 7 of them are gonna say no. And that just goes to show you that men know they need to be better. They just choose not to. Lastly, and I'm going to get up out of here because I feel like I said enough, okay? Any man I've been with, I've always wanted them to be great. Even if that doesn't include me in your life, I still want you to be great. But your integrity and your personality and your characteristics ruins you in relationship. It is not women who ruin you in relationships. It's what you choose to do despite not being transparent and honest with a woman first that ruins you in relationships. Y'all could be better, choose to be better. And if y'all don't want to be better, that's cool too. Please be single. Stop fucking up your life with your horrible choices and expecting women to stay calm. Ooh. Y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's just an easier way to do this. This is not about women not caring anymore. We care. We be loving y'all. But we're not going to fight for a relationship that we already having problems and issues in already. And you just keep adding bullshit onto the top. Like, we ask for more cherries, please. keep that. Stop giving us relationships that we have to fight to be in. Okay? My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. I hope you understood what I put down. Okay? I think I said enough. I know I'm going to be back with another one because, you know, I just want y'all to have an understanding of where we at on some of this shit y'all be questioning, because we want to be better with y'all, but y'all have to want better. And that's how that is.